sun rises in the east. It also sets in the west.
Stunned it, the gods never run it. Who runs fuck a devil when the weight got hunted? My soul was a weapon, my mind kicks stepping in the depths of hell. Yet I fell from the lesson. My soul leaves the body, the situation's naughty. Original image of this one stupid party. A path for the letter, cause I be writing letters. It's heading shit straight, one lamb and one shepherd. My face turns purple, the demons in the circle. Held my breath and I left out the womb, kind of fertile. From the east, the light shines. I'm from the west, I just want the gods, cause make us let it rest. Universe serenity, blocking out the enemy. If anyone makes it, then that's the way it's meant to be. Brighter, the time's up a fighter, cause I'll survive right then. Step out the cypher.
If your soul loves the sun, money rock em on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock em on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock em on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock em on.
Gods keep praying, saviors ain't saving. Nobody's going yet, the devil keeps playing. And kicked out the heavens, I rest on the seven. Or what's the 85 if you chastise the reverend? Hell is the mystery, one piece for victory. Cause I know God's that will put you out your misery. Justice will lead them, deprive you of freedom. They'll bleed for deceit, even though you don't need them. The beast and the harlot, the man is the target. The truth will prevail, but not many say forfeit. From 24 elders, and half is 12.
If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on.
Started with the serpent, messing with the ape, cause she wasn't certain. Nobody's got a temper, a spiritual dilemma. Enter in the realm where the spirit's in the center. Fuck perpetrating, cause they'll murder Satan. See, faith broke the seal while the world be waiting. And I've been all the Jesus, I'm picking up the pieces. Friends, it's disease, can never read my thesis. They'll be resurrected, and time's not so hectic. Demons ain't elected while the money gets collected. The gods get there, and the word is born. I mean, the science of the future is what they saw. And the four living castles, life's got no answer. It's all real, Bill, just one big fiasco. No soul held hostage, angels kill the Nazis. Find is my word, but first, do the knowledge.
If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves...
I'm all the way up. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Hey, shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. Hey, I'm all the way up. Hey, I'm all the way up. Hey, all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
For my niggas with Bentley coupes and Rolexes, kicked the bitch out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels. These bitches so reckless. Keep my hoes on cruise. I'm cooking naughty downtown, showing off for new things. Take it all, so I gave her chain. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few chains. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings. And I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up. Go all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Left a big house to a bigger house. ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel crop bag, shit ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan Birkin, cocaine lit it up. Pop shit, I hit him up, I'm talking color money. Purple yin and blue germ, I got brown lira. I ain't talking about rust, bitch, I'm that nigga on.
It is bad out here today. It is bad.
And you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high up in the helicopter. Uber said, go all the way up. Go all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. Shut what you want, shut what you need. What you need. My next run game, we ain't never leave. Never leave. Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep. Never. You got me. Well, I got 12 feet. Got bottles, got weed, got my. I'm all the way up. Shut what you want, I got what you need. Shut what you want, I got what you need. Shut what you want, I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up, nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up, all the way up.
Leave it out with it.
Thug sex, I get it, nasty talk. And she liking it, spreading it, she biting it. She can flip my view from the embassy suites. She's on the beach shore, dirty with a love to mama. You like it raw. A teardrop fucking your soul. I see your knees knocking, love it so sweet. If I sweet squeeze and hit you from angles, you might bring. You know the God body make healthy wild scenes. You plus a glass of weed is all we need. You travel so far. Look, baby, book a flight to Mars. Too expensive at 142.
in Chains' Jerry Cantrell wrote the song Rooster in tribute and honor of his father who served in the Vietnam War in the U.S. Army. Now, the name Rooster, though, the nickname, came from his father's hair because his hair always stood up and he could never comb it down. Now, the song was about Vietnam and all the pain that it caused within the family, but also in his father coming back to the United States. The first time Jerry's father heard the song Rooster was while Alice in Chains were opening for Iggy Pop. He was standing at the back of the club, and at the end of the song, he held his Stetson hat in the air, and he'd been crying the whole time.
We'll make breakfast tacos. So little time, but she's on later this afternoon. She's going to be catching up with, like, Lucy Dacus, Starcrawler, a bunch of others, whatever we can dig up over there. Jenny LSU set up with our friends there at Flood Magazine over at Floodfest. And tomorrow's schedule looking particularly lively. Tomorrow afternoon, she'll be with Hop Along. You'll hear a bit of Speedy Ortiz, Kurt Vile, and this project right here, some music from Porches. Keep an ear out for her coverage resuming this afternoon.
Another point I want to make about the American Badass and the Undertaker.
I don't
have another point. No, I do have another point, but you know what? I'm not going to say it. It's a genius point. It's going to end this whole conversation.
No, it's not.
But you know what? I'm
not
going to throw it out there. I'm going to go to the nation.
I'm going to ruin your point. I'm going to tell the people what the point is before you can bring it up.
Go ahead.
You're going to bring up the pile driver point.
Why are you going to spoil it?
See?
It is true that in Louisiana, you cannot give the pile driver.
But the... So,
Athletic State
think,
Commission, no pile driver. No blood and no pile drivers.
You are correct. In Louisiana, you cannot execute the move of the pile driver, and there can be no blood in the ring. However, the tombstone is not a pile driver, and neither is the last ride. And that's how you can get around it. So the pile driver is a very definitive move that has been legitimately outlawed throughout history in certain areas in the United States. I mean, obviously, you know, look at what happened with the pile driver with, with Owen Hart and Steve Austin. So, you know, things can go wrong with that move, and that's why it has been legitimately banned. And that's why it is legitimately banned in Louisiana. But the tombstone is not a pile driver.
Who had the best pile driver?
That's a great question. There was something about Harley's that was interesting.
I wasn't a big fan of Harley's pile driver, to be honest with you.
It was very slow and methodical. I kind of liked it. Who else had a good one?
I tell you who I think had the best pile driver, Paul Orndorff.
Yep, that was a great one. Absolutely.
I mean, left his feet. That was a devastating pile driver.
Definitely was. Okay, get to the call.
844-796-7874. Let's go out to Brian in Louisville. Brian, what's going on?
Well, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Of course. I'm all about the nation.
A fast fact from the Beatles channel.
What song on the Beatles album Help was originally recorded by country music artist Buck Owens? With lead vocals from Ringo, that song was Act Naturally on the Beatles channel.
Listen to classic hip-hop.
Here.
Lived.
Help, help,
now, LL Cool J is the reciting a classic hip-hop channel just for the OGs. Coming exclusively to SiriusXM March 28th. Channel 43, LL Cool J, Rock the Bells Radio.
Yeah.
Fuck. like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly.
Call where somebody said, you know what, I want to see the American Badass. Not one. If you brought this scenario up, I don't know, a month ago, people would be like, you're crazy. What, because Kid Rock's going into the Hall of Fame, now everything makes sense to everybody? Come on, give me a break. Give me a break. The freaking Undertaker, for God's sakes. The Undertaker. The greatest character in the history of the business. The history. Not top 10. He's not on the Mount Rushmore. He is the greatest character in the history of pro wrestling. The greatest character. And you want it to end with the American Badass. It's unbelievable to me.
Absolutely. I'm pretty bored with the Undertaker right now.
Oh, okay.
Now, I think I'm speaking for a lot of people, and I'm not using the word bored in a negative way or a condescending way the way it sounds. I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen it 100 times. I've seen it at WrestleMania enough. I want to see the other side of him, and I want to see the other side of him that he loves. And I want to see him go out with a giant smile on his face, knowing that he did what was right for business last year, and now he's going to do what's right for business and himself this year. And he's going to have fun doing it, and it's going to be a great time. And if they do go this route, and you do get the American Badass, I look very forward to the Monday after WrestleMania when we are on this show together and you say, you know what, Bully, you were right. Because that entrance was more electric than any regular Undertaker entrance could have been.
844-796-7874. The debate continues right here. I'll bust it open.
We cover pro wrestling like no one else in the world.
You're listening to Bust It Open
on Sirius XM Rush 93.
If it's happening in baseball,
our first stop on the spring training tour.
This is your preview to the 2018 Texas Rangers.
Here in Philly Camp, Yankees Camp in Tampa, Florida.
It's on MLB
Network Radio.
Veteran Adrian Pelfrey.
Didn't think you had on the field, and I believe in my ball club.
Philly's Camp, they're out for the Reese Hoskins.
And you're already seeing dividends here in spring.
Spring training tour with the Yankees continues with Aaron Judge.
You can feel electricity in the stadium when you take the
MLB Network Radio. Sirius 209 XM 89 on your phone with the Sirius XM app.
Where do NFL legends go when they need a helping hand? The Player Care Foundation was established in 2007 to help former NFL players in need. Since its creation, the foundation has served over 950 retired players and has given out over $12 million in grant assistance for housing, car payments, medical bills, and rehabilitation. Player Care honors the contributions retired players continue to make to the game. If you or someone you know needs our help, contact us at 1-800-NFL-GOAL or by visiting NFLPlayerCare.com.
Wait, was that ad saying, hey, if you know a former NFL player that is having a hard time, like, what's the number of people that, why would they advertise that? I guess they gotta get the word out somehow, but like, what, hey, do you know a former football player? We can't keep track of them. There's too many. What?
Small, delicate bubbles create an elegant mouthfeel with a crisp finish that maintains its structure and balance. Now, we take great pride in delivering a flawless taste of victory, and that's why we have a 14-karat rose gold-plated cross of the king on every bottle. The Jim Dubois, the only bottle you want with the sparklers on while you're standing inside the party. If you're not drinking La Jim Dubois, you ain't even partying right. La Jim Dubois, the king's path, imported by Shaw Ross in Hoboken, New Jersey. 40% Chardonnay, 15% Pinot Noir, and 45% Pinot Meunier. Please drink La Jim Dubois responsibly.
It's time to play Hobbit or No Hobbit. Brought to you by Nauseam.
It was a long night.
I am with Bubba Ray Dudley in that I would rather see something different from The Undertaker than the same old WrestleMania match, the same old look at me, look at my hat, I'm The Undertaker. Like, I don't know that I love, like, I, you know, I'm like, fuck it, Rock.
Use as directed.
And I think the American Badass thing is corny, but...
Hey, this is Alexa. Did you know you can listen to Busted Open on devices with Amazon Alexa? Just enable the SiriusXM app skill and tell me to play SiriusXM Rush on SiriusXM. With me and the SiriusXM app, you can listen to Busted Open anywhere.
Pro wrestling like no one else in the world. This is Busted Open on SiriusXM Rush 93. Here are your hosts, Dave LaGreca and Bully Ray.
We're back here on Busted Open. Dave LaGreca, Bully Ray. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Kevin Sullivan will join us here on Busted Open. And how about this? At 11:30, huge announcement for the nation. Huge announcement. Mother Marissa's going to be in studio. Huge announcement about WrestleMania. I can't wait for 11:30. But until then, Bully, let's get more people jumping on the Bully bandwagon. 844-796-7874. Let's go out to Kathy in Pennsylvania. Kathy, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
What's up, Kathy?
I'm a fairly new listener, and you guys are my morning ride every week. I love what you guys do. I'm a huge fan, so thank you.
Thank you, Kathy, for listening.
I've been a fan of wrestling since I was a kid. It was my dad's favorite thing, my brother's favorite thing, and The Undertaker was my first favorite wrestler. I've had a number since I was younger, but he was the one that really roped me into watching pro wrestling. So I can level with you on, like, the emotional connection to him, Dave, but since the end of his career has come in, I've been actually hoping that we see the American Badass, even maybe like a Little Brothers of Destruction reunion, just to kind of give everybody a little bit of his whole legacy.
So you want this, you know, American Badass character to show at WrestleMania for that, like, final chapter of his career?
Yeah, just, and I think it will be great for newer fans who love him for The Undertaker to see a little bit of everything he's done. I mean, he's been around for, I don't even know the exact number of years, but I think it will be cool for the younger generation to see a different side of him, and it might, you know, increase their want to go back and see some of his older stuff. I think it's really cool.
Are you going to New Orleans, Kathy, by any chance for WrestleMania?
Unfortunately, no.
Because I'm just wondering if fans, you know, in New Orleans at WrestleMania, if they're going to be a little bit disappointed if they don't get The Undertaker.
I think at first they might be a little confused, but if they have someone with them that's been a long-time fan and they explain to them, I think they'll pop for it. I think they'll be like, wow, this is really cool. Like, this is something I've never seen before. I think there might be some disappointment just because of the emotional connection to the character.
Stop.
But I think overall, I think people
stop
will be really
talking. Everyone, stop talking.
Yeah. You just said something and I just saw a scenario play out in my mind that I absolutely love. Dave, imagine if we get the American Badass and he beats Cena, blah, blah, blah. Cena rolls out of the ring, gets the hell out of there. And then Kane were to come down and we get the brothers in the ring for one last shot. And they go up the ramp together and they both raise their hands in the air.
That would be kind of cool, man.
No, it's not kind of cool. Come on.
It's
really cool. It's amazing, right, Kathy? Kathy,
yeah.
let's not talk to Dave for a second. Let's just talk between let the adults talk over here. Kathy, if Kane came down to the ring and you saw the brothers either hug or nod at each other, whatever, and if they walked up the ramp together and they both threw their fists in the air, as a fan, how are you feeling emotionally when you see that?
Oh, I would be crying. There would be grown men crying all across America.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support, Kathy. I appreciate you being a listener of the show, and I appreciate you taking my side.
Anytime. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame, boy. Love you guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Kathy. Thanks for listening. Cheers. Seeing Ken would give me tears, I'll tell you that much.
Wow, you're a prick.
That's a terrible thing to say. What's wrong with me? See what you do to me? You make me shame.
I'm texting him as we speak. Dave LaGreca just said he would cry if he saw you. P.S. Not in a good way.
Listen, again, you would have some explaining to do. Even Kathy said that people would be confused if they saw the American Badass and not the Undertaker. And that goes back to something you said about Vince McMahon. Would Vince McMahon even want this to happen? Would Vince McMahon be in the back when they're having this discussion and said, damn it, you're the Undertaker? I mean, not, WrestleMania is not one of those times where you want fans to be confused.
Listen, here's the thing. I'm going to go back to something I said earlier. Would John Cena have any reason to reference Michelle McCool's Instagram if he was talking to the dead man, the character, the gimmick guy, the Undertaker?
No.
So that, to me, is a very telling little tip of the hat.
There's a lot of layers to this conversation, so much more to discuss when we talk about The Undertaker and the American Badass. Of course, Talk to the Nation, get their take on Taker, plus Kevin Sullivan at 11 a.m., and a huge announcement at 11:30. Bully Ray and Dave LaGreca right here on Busted Open.
The hardest hitters in MMA are on the Luke Thomas.
Already know it's your boy Wyclef. From Haiti, I landed in Brooklyn. I used to go check the dread at the dread spot. He used to sound like this.
Rubber Muffin, said Rubber Muffin, Rubber Muffin, I miss it, Rubber Muffin, Rubber Muffin, I miss it.
And I was like, yo, can I try that? He was like, go ahead, Clef. I was like, Rubber Muffin, I miss it, Rubber Muffin, Rubber Muffin, I miss it, Rubber Muffin, Rubber Muffin, I miss it, Rubber Muffin. Everywhere we go, I'm using Rubber Muffin. Little bit, back in the green, all these cars, I'm walking, being out of water, hold up, I got the wire, got the knife, I'm going, ever since you can't roll. Me, motherfucker, me, yo, be my dollar, since you go, my syrup, they might follow, snowy, and they never be done, she drunk, kill up on television, you would rather like a fire, man, you to cross fire, my pun, Rubber Muffin, I'm using Rubber Muffin, Rubber Muffin, pull up, murder, pull up, pull up.
Perform like this with shells, you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got
millions,
I got riches building in my DNA. I got I got troublesome hearts on my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon, I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine, and it's like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires, skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. Use a picture of one funny switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all the sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably stitch, heritage inside your DNA. Soldiers DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When
I was not. On that hotel, we didn't have no perfect state. At 29, I've been so well, he's cartwheeling in my estate. And I'm gonna shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert. And that's a bit of an extrovert. And I'm this with the fucking work. And because of this, I've struck my nerve. And that's a risk for the biggest case. The reason my power's here. Salute the truth for the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty. It's not my DNA. This is my heritage, I'm inheriting money and power, the maker. I'm just tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, but DNA is abomination. That's how it is when you win a major legend. When it's people watching someone stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the footage. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor. Features out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool. Godfather calls, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the camera. Eating four daughters, rock, wearing sandals, show on the money, stretching to the planet. Watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes, phone never on. I don't care a snake, I don't compromise. I shine the drink, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number nine, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, sinners on the way, killers on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a money on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to quit it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the line of skate. Tell me when the stress is gonna be my face. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, I did.
Never miss your favorite hip-hop song.
Take us on the go with the SiriusXM app.
In the 80s and your man, I was listening to pop music. That's what I listened to. Like, you would have went into my room as a kid. I had posters. I had Whitney Houston on one wall. I had a picture of Boy George on the other wall. I had Tina Turner on the other wall. That was what I listened to growing up. And then one day, I had went outside, and there was a block party on my block. And I, of course, I was banned to step foot off the stoop, but I could hear what was going on. I see what's going on. And Zuggy Fresh and Slick Rick were performing the show live, like literally
on my block.
Outside on my block.
With the beatbox.
Crazy. And I'm like, what the? This is nuts. Like, that was like my first introduction to hip hop. And from then, I was hooked. So, yeah. So, like, that was late 80s. Going into the 90s, that's when, you know, of course, there was the cold tapes and Big.
Did you eat chocolates? Did you eat beef and broccoli?
No. I was a kid. They didn't start making beef and broccoli in my size until, like, I was in, like, high school. They didn't make them stuff. Like, you had to be a grown person to have beef and broccoli. Like, my brother, my uncles, they had stuff like that. So, like, I saw it. Or, like, you know, I remember times where my brother's girlfriend would come over and, like, he'd sneak her in and she'd spend the night and I'd steal her Sherlin and wear it to school the next day. So, you know, I was a whole entire kid. But I definitely remember the vibe, and I remember watching, you know, my aunts and them get dressed and go to all these parties, and they would come in, and I look at their pictures, and they look like they was having the most fun that they've ever had in their whole lives.
So they rocking the Benetton, they rocking the
everything. Like, my mom was fly. I give her that. Like, she was super fly. She had all the fly clothes.
Wow.
But it's definitely something. Like I said, I grew up around, so it was nothing to see people break dancing outside or see somebody doing some type of graffiti or a scrap cipher. Like, that's what I grew up around.
Now, music now, it's not the 80s, it's not the 90s, but they bringing it back. What do you think about, like, kids? Like you say, with the Cardi B with the remix, what do you feel about that? Like, as far as the remix with Bruno Mars, and they bring it back on, like, the, you know, the clothing, the cross color, the 8-ball.
I think
it's a little too late, or
I think everything has its time when it comes back. Mm-hmm. I remember when it was like the 90s around some time like that, and he was coming out. Everybody had bell bottoms and stuff like that. My mom was like, oh, I remember when they had this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And bringing it back. So I'm in my own way, I'm kind of happy that it's come back, because like I said, when I was a kid, I was too little. I couldn't get an 8-ball jacket. Like, an 8-ball jacket meant something. Like, now everybody just, you had an 8-ball jacket, not only was it expensive, you had to have a certain status to wear it, because you was going to get your jacket taken. Like, you had to, right, it was serious. So you had to be a certain, like, it, not only was it a status symbol of being fly, whatever, it was a status symbol of, like, that you was somebody of importance, where people, you know, would try to violate you. So I think it gives people like me, who was too young to even fit it or to even dream. I used to see it like, oh, I wish I had an 8-ball jacket. Now they make 8-ball jackets in little kid sizes. You literally had to be a whole man to have an 8-ball jacket. So, or even like, even the Dapper Dan situation, where he finally, you know, he's getting his just due, and Gucci gave him his own little situation. Like, I think that's not own big situation. Let me rephrase that. Not a little situation, a big situation. And to be able to go and really call Dapper Dan, like, hey, this is what I want, X, Y, Z. Like, I wasn't old enough to do that then. So it's cool for me. Like, you may feel like it's too late. I'm like, yes, I'm about to have an outfit by Dapper Dan. I'm late. You know, 25 years too late, but I'm late.
Would you wear a Dapper Dan Louis Vuitton boots? Like, Louis three-quarter or longer.
I will get a dab. I would get Dapper Dan to my whole car interior. I'm petty.
No.
That sure would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. I think, you know what I'm saying? It's part of the culture, and it's like, just to say that you have it. And I think a lot of times with artists, that's what we do sometimes. Where it makes it seem like it's super excessive and it's over top. Like, well, that's just a waste of money. I think sometimes it's what people don't understand. A lot of times, yeah, it'd be over the top and it's extra, and you may regret it down the line, but it'd be literally just living out things that you dreamed of or that you wish you had, and you just couldn't. You either financially couldn't, you didn't have the access to do it, or whatever the case may be. So when you finally have the chance, you're like, yes, I'm gonna do this. So, and yep, if he said he was gonna do my content, share it with it, share it with it.
Oh, man. This is official. You did a joint with your peoples. Well, not your peoples, you know, Maryland. Of course, the show. I say your peoples, but. Movies and other notable bits. Josiah here this Thursday on Sirius XMU. While you're there looking through the on-demand stuff, you'll see you can catch up on this past week or two of Blog Radio. That is by far the easiest way to catch it. Blog Radio, a new episode of Gorilla vs. Bear, that'll premiere on here later tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Gonna do this Jack White over and over and over.
Tell me what you want from me, I'll do it if you say so. Oof. Just the entrance, the motorcycle, he can have fun. The match last year at WrestleMania, I understand why you say it kind of fell flat. The Undertaker looked old. He didn't look like the Undertaker that we used to know. And if he comes out as the American Badass, I think he'll look strong. He'll have fun. When you're having fun, you're a lot more relaxed, and I think you're going to have a better match. That would be kind of the way that I would spin it. And like Bully Ray said about the credibility of Roman Reigns, you need that for Roman. He needs all the help that he can get. He cut a great promo, and now everyone's getting behind him. And like I said, just like that, the WWE, people can get behind things. So the fact that we can't get behind the American Badass, I think, is kind of a little bit underrated. I mean, yeah.
But Chris, let me ask you this. How is it going to be a better match because he's the American Badass as opposed to the Undertaker?
I think he'll be more relaxed. He won't look as old. The match last year, I know what you're saying when it fell flat, and I don't know how to quite put my finger on it. But it wasn't the Undertaker of old, and that character is now retired. That was his last match. He gave it his all. There again, I think with him and Cena, there's gonna be a relaxation.
You're struggling. It's all right, Chris. You're entitled to your opinion. I won't make fun of you like Bully makes fun of me. You're entitled to your opinion. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let me ask you this, Bully. Do you think, honestly, that the American Badass would give us a better match than the Undertaker would?
100%. Okay. I know for a fact. And it has to do with what I said earlier. And as Chris heard, the key word is relaxed. There was a ton of pressure on Taker and Roman last year. Taker knew it was his job to get Roman over as strong as possible. Roman knew that he had to go out there and perform despite the whole world being against him, not wanting to see him win, and being even more pissed off when he did win. Those kind of pressures build up and they get to you. And then you sit around all day and you think about it and you hear about every other match that's going out there and doing a great job and, you know, oh my God, I gotta go top that, I gotta go top that. Now it's been a 5-hour show already and, you know, people are a little tired and you gotta go out there and you gotta entertain them despite the fact that they might not want to see you and they only want to see Taker. And Taker knows this and he's thinking about how the hell am I gonna get this kid over. Dude, you don't understand those kind of pressures. Wrestling fans don't understand those kind of pressures. It's huge, okay? That's like bottom of the ninth stuff. Bases loaded, two outs, the count is 3-2, the bases are loaded, and this is the last pitch. So that kind of stuff it affected the match, in my opinion. This year, if Taker gets to go out there as the American Badass, first of all, he's going into this saying to himself, man, I'm going to have so much fun with this. John is going to have fun no matter what, because that son of a bitch is so laid back, it's not even funny. They're going to go out there. They're going to have fun. They're going to perform. Both of them are going to have monster entrances. John is going to assume the heelish role, and he will do a great job in it. And I think you're going to see the match flow a lot better because there is zero pressure. All they have to do is go out there and have fun and tear the house down. And those guys can do it with their eyes closed. And when there's zero pressure, that's when you get the magic.
You know, Bully, you brought up an excellent question. I want to bring it up to the nation when we come back. If you do get American Badass, does American Badass and John Cena finish WrestleMania 34? I think it's an excellent question. We'll ask the nation. We're back right here on Busted Open.
Mixed martial arts, boxing, pro wrestling, and so much more. We are SiriusXM Rush 93. Listen anytime on the SiriusXM app.
SiriusXM has a 24-hour channel dedicated to politics.
I'm Jennifer McClellan. While meeting with the Irish Prime Minister on Thursday morning, President Trump points his finger at the Russians when it comes to the poisoning of the Russian spy in prison.
Very sad. They look.
I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen to the water. Do you want to know a secret?
put you in a mood, or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator, a menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon, or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you see.
Now we in a goddamn ride. She looking goddamn fine. I wanted a bitch who was down to earth, but she want the goddamn sky. List of my problems. Got that one on my line that won't stop fucking calling. It's crazy how I made her that way. Every time I see her out, I see the hate and the fake
attitude.
That's not like it came out of like a, it was like a super fly, yeah. Like no, the movie, not super fly, like dope fly.
Like, it's not like you got your money, it's not like, and then you got out the car, and then
you got the green bell bottoms on, yeah. With the bitch.
What are you doing, man? Hungry Jack is selling Johnny Ranches over here.
Yeah, my security is here with me. I just found out that back in the days, DJ, his name was Hungry Jack.
He was on a radio station we did with Stretcher Bobby. You know, and he was known as Hungry.
We are going to thank you, Lord C. I would like to thank you for having me here today.
Thank you.
And I would like to thank you even more for giving me that tidbit of information. We are going to flame him
for
the next couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. No problem. I mean, it's all good. It's all the workplace.
We are going to him to shreds, okay? They've already started with the boxes of Hungry Jack mashed potatoes and the group text. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. That. Ain't no problem. Now the single.
Yes.
When is it coming out?
The next single?
This one.
This one? What do you mean when is it coming out? It's out right now.
I thought it was.
Lord, see, then we had the same issue last time. I think we had the same type of issue last time I was here.
I thought,
Melvin and Magic. Featuring Chris Brown.
Okay.
It's out now.
It's out now.
The video is out now. It's like we're like past a million views and everything. Like, you know what? It's the.
Well. Girls, Mr. Loba Loba. I'm Mr. Loba Loba. She called the Mr. Bumba. Friendly fantastic. Coming on the boxes is a Mr. Roo. Monday. Friendly fantastic. Coming on the boxes is a Mr. Roo.
It has been shit-ass out here on the roads. The driving has been bad this morning, y'all.
Peeps.
And the thing about it with this Ronald McDonald, because that would be me. I'm bitching and complaining, but I'm still eating it. I'm still shoving it down my throat. And that's the thing. At the end of the day, at WrestleMania 34, and please don't get me wrong, I love the idea by Bully. It's genius. It makes sense. When he threw it out there yesterday, I was like, wow, he's dead on. And I'm not saying I would hate it. I would be into it. I would like it. But I wouldn't love it. I mean, to me, The Undertaker is just so iconic that if it's going to be his last match, I would like it to see it as The Undertaker. I think he, you know, you talk about the greatest character of all time, Bully. I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate American Badass, but I wouldn't love it either. But, you know, I'm in the minority here, judging by Twitter and by the phone calls we've taken so far today.
You're in the overwhelming minority.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is one of those things of people just voting against you. I think this is genuine. People want to see something different from The Undertaker. They want to see the real man. It's 2018. We know that you're not really dead. We know that you don't really
what?
Have druids and live in a coffin.
Wait.
We want to see the real guy. And it's the perfect timing for it. It really is. And I hope we see it. We've talked about it to death. If you want to take some more callers, that's great, because I'd love to hear their opinions.
Yeah, before I take the calls, though, I did throw out that question to you, Bully, because we talked about it earlier in the show, because there is a huge difference between The Undertaker and American Badass. If it's Undertaker and John Cena, it's finishing WrestleMania 34. Do you think the same would happen if it's American Badass?
I don't know. I see, the traditionalist in me, the old school wrestler in me, says that the match that goes on last is your World Heavyweight Championship, no matter what. But in this year's case, with all of the Roman, I don't want to say Roman backlash, but it's probably a 60-40 split with Roman. If Roman beats Brock again, if Roman beats Brock, is that going to be a good final taste to leave in the people's mouth, as opposed to the guaranteed good taste you will leave in the people's mouth if Taker or the American Badass wins?
Yeah, and again, so, that's if he wins.
No, he's winning.
Okay.
There's zero reason for John to go over, because there was all the reason in the world for Roman to go over. There's zero reason for John to go over. And let me tell you something. If you think people were pissed off about the Roman win, if John would have beat Taker, people would be screaming bloody murder, because there's no reason for that to happen. Now that would be WWE definitively pissing on what their customers want to see.
Yeah.
So if we get another Taker or American Badass match, great, we're happy. Please, we just want to see him win. We want to cry. We want to laugh. We want to smile with him. We want to be happy for him. If you give us another sad moment, that they're going to revolt.
I agree with you. 844-796-7874. Let's go out to Antonio in Virginia. Antonio, what's going on?
Nothing much, fellas. Listen, oh, damn, Dave, I hate to do it to you, man, but I got to agree with everybody else. And all the points have really been put there right in front of you. I don't...
I'd like to send a shout-out to the whole world. Keep on doing the Humpty Dance. And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
Traffic! Going fucking crazy over here.
You see, You say one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Have fun, friends, on the everybody's side. DJ is spinning, I said, my, my. Flash is back, flash is back. Flash is fast, flash is cool,
Francois, c'est pas flashing on two. He said he one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
I should have gone through that yellow light.
Ha ha ha!
raptures of flesh.
Blow your mind, man.
Backspin. Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property, we're damn good too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean, earn your keep.
Regulators! Mama!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Woman, she was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the eat. So I can get some phones rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. I'll leave search, know what's up with 213.
So I hit select on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pull some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peek at me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Won't you think of better things than some horny tricks? I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the
and said, damn, what's the name? I keep thinking about paying for my own Amazon Prime account. Like, as they keep adding benefits and stuff, I keep thinking, I should look into getting that. But I get the free shipping stuff on my account because my roommate years ago signed up for Prime and put me on his account. So I don't get, like, I don't get the video stuff or the audio stuff or the Twitch Prime stuff or any of that other shit, but I get all the free shipping stuff for $0, and that's, I don't, like, that's a pretty good deal. And I don't know if paying the full price for Amazon is worth getting the stuff around the edges. Like, some of it looks fun. I think about it and go like, oh man, it'd be, like, kind of neat to have some of this shit. But yo, never paying for shipping and not having to pay for Prime, it's real good. I recommend it. Change the way these lanes work and it's bad. That's my take on this street. What is this street? Is it First Street? Whatever Battery turns into. Yeah, First Street. This sucks. The construction they've been doing sucks. Sucks! All right. I finally fucking made it. God. Have a good day. I'll see you later. Ugh.